just by sharing your code. The more codes he shares, the more money he makes. Anyone can be a bet influencer. Another world's first from Betway. Get way more. Terms and conditions apply. No under 18. Regulated by the Lotteries Board and Ministry of Tourism. Bet the responsible way.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Groceries packed. Then, boom. No wallet. No card. Don't stress. With StanPay by StanBic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your StanBic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by StanBic at all Konse pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 18 hours. It's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ECZ denies irregularities in biometric voter registration equipment procurement. Accused man claims ignorance of President Hichilema's identity in witchcraft trial. Israeli security cabinet to meet over plan to fully occupy Gaza. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has denied allegations of irregularities in the ongoing procurement of biometric voter registration technology. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, the ECZ Chief Electoral Officer, Brown Kasaro, stated that the procurement process is strictly guided by provisions of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, ensuring transparency and competition, and has refuted as false allegations made by Transparency International Zambia that the selected firms are suspicious. Mr. Kasaro explains that the tender for voter registration equipment and software was open to all eligible bidders, both local and international, and followed open international competitive bidding procedures, with 9 bid submissions received, comprising 6 international and 3 local bids. He further explains that the ECZ evaluated the bids and selected the best evaluated bidder, with Laxton Limited initially emerging as the top bidder with a bid sum of $11 million for 2,025 voter registration kits. However, he says the commission later contracted Miru Systems Company Limited for $10 million for 2,500 voter registration kits with a shorter delivery period of 12 weeks.
On 9 July 2025, the ECZ Procurement Authority Committee granted authority to award the contract for the supply and delivery of 2,500 voter registration kits and software for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to Miru Systems Company for South Korea at a total bid price of $11,881,480, subject to negotiation. Upon negotiation, the contract amount will be reduced from $11,841,480 to $10,674,670 without compromising the quality of the solution to be provided. Commission proceeded to sign the contract with the Ministry of Commerce.
A 43-year-old man from Sinda District in Eastern Province has told the Lusaka Magistrates Court that he did not know who the President of Zambia is, countering police allegations that he had identified President Hakainde Hichilema's portrait as the intended target of harmful charms found in his possession. Testifying when he opened his defense, Leonard Piri, alongside co-accused Mozambican national Justin Mabulese Kandunde, both standing trial for allegedly plotting to bewitch President Hichilema at the order of Nelson Banda, brother to former Peter Oke Member of Parliament Emmanuel J. Banda. Magistrate Fine Mayambu said that both men were apprehended carrying traditional medicines and animal parts, including a chameleon, which prosecutors allege were to be used in a ritual against the president. But Mr. Piri maintained in his testimony that any indication toward the presidential portrait was made under duress by police officers, while Kandunde insists that he came only to provide customary healing to a family in Lusaka. The duo has relied on its sworn testimony in its defense, prompting Magistrate Mayambu to set September 8, 2025 as date of judgment. The pair faces two counts under the Witchcraft Act, Chapter 90, of professing knowledge of witchcraft and possession of charms. Environmental advocate Cornwell Hakapia has backed government stance on the Sino Metals mine tailings dam spill, saying it is unlikely that government could assure safety without ascertaining. The Zambian government has disputed the United States government's assertion that the new data on the Sino Metals mine tailings dam spill reveals the presence of hazardous substances, including arsenic, cyanide, and uranium, posing health risks. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hakapia notes that there's no proof that the United States government conducted research to ascertain the presence of hazardous substances in Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sino Metals mine tailings dam spill. Mr. Hakapia is, however, confident that the Zambian government would not have hesitated to warn of danger if there was need to.
We cannot speculate because we have not seen either of the reports, because even the US one, we've not seen the tests that were done, how they were done and where they were done. So we just take what government has said, that there's no need for alarm. I'm sure if there was need for alarm or evacuation of the people, government would have done that.
Voting in the Mufue parliamentary by-election has officially closed. Our staffer, Chamka Shaluvala, reports from Mufue that voting, which started at 06 hours at all polling stations, saw a fair share of the electorate going to exercise their right to vote, with numbers improving as the day progressed. And addressing the media in Mufue, the Electoral Commission of Zambia Commissioner MacDonald Chipenzi has expressed satisfaction with the voter turnout, attributing it to the peaceful environment that characterized the campaign period leading up to the polling day. Mr. Chipenzi has commended political parties for their cooperation and adherence to the electoral guidelines, particularly in ensuring an election that is free of violence. He has since urged all stakeholders to continue upholding peace and calm as results begin to trickle in ahead of the official announcement expected tomorrow morning.
The by-election has demonstrated that Zambia can hold a by-election in a peaceful manner. And credit goes to our political parties that have really adhered to the guidance that the commission has given to them. Imagine in the few years before this time, this would have been a bloodbath. But today here we are, as if there are no elections, and this is a parliamentary election, peaceful. Coexistence, interfacing with each other. If there's any, there are just normal conflicts that are usually happening in a society.
Meanwhile, some voters have expressed hope and expectation from the by-election outcome, with Christopher Chintu, one of the voters, calling on whomever will be elected area member of parliament to honor their campaign promises and prioritize development in the constituency. Another voter, Mike Nyasuli, has highlighted the urgent need for improved access to clean and reliable water in the area, citing it as a major ongoing challenge.